This morning, nominations for the 2025 Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors, were announced. The nominees included stars from movies and television, along with Broadway legends. While Broadway box offices are approaching pre-pandemic levels, fewer shows are making money. So the showcase of the national Tony broadcast is an invaluable marketing tool, says reporter Jeff London.
The producers of Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and Maybe Happy Ending are rejoicing today as their musicals picked up 10 nominations apiece and will be featured on the Tony broadcast. Rounding out the category are Operation Mincemeat and Dead Outlaw, a musical which already picked up several awards when it was presented off-Broadway last season.
Your mama's dead.
Your daddy's dead.
Your brother's dead.
And so are you.
Abe Lincoln's dead.
Frank James dead.
Revivals of the musicals Sunset Boulevard, Floyd Collins, and Gypsy will be happy too, as they received multiple nominations. Audra McDonald, who stars in Gypsy, picked up a record-breaking 11th nomination.
You'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate.
This season, one of the biggest news items is the appearance of Hollywood stars on Broadway and the high ticket prices being charged. While Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, was completely ignored, George Clooney, who stars in an adaptation of his own screenplay for Good Night and Good Luck, got a nomination. That show brought in close to $4 million last week, a Broadway record. There's a good chance that a first-time Broadway playwright picks up a Tony. English, John Proctor is the villain, and Oh Mary are up for the award, as is Purpose by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who won last year. More concerning are some of the shows not nominated for the biggest award, among them Boop, Real Women Have Curves, and Smash, which have been struggling at the box office. The Tonys will be broadcast on June 8th and hosted by Cynthia Erivo. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Put your ear.